Ask yourself this, what would life be like if art was taken away? Bert Durand is a theater professor at Black Hills State University. He's selected a cast of 4 to 6 BHSU students to perform in an original theatrical production called Art of My Life, a multimedia celebration of our creative souls. Bert joins us today from the Sue W. White Studio at the Black Hills State University. Bert Durand, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today. You heard me ask, what would life be like if art was taken away? Now, this theatrical production was inspired by that very question. Where did that question come from?
It's just something I've always kind of asked my students, that how much do they use art in their everyday lives? And until they really think about it, most of them will say, well, not a whole lot. But then when you start asking the question, well, did you get dressed today? Well, you're using art. Do you turn the radio on? You're using art. Do you turn the television on? You're using art. Do you read books? Do you write papers? Everything really is kind of based around art in our society. And then it's the question, well, what would your life be like if we took that away?
What would life be like in your opinion?
Well, we did a lot of interviews of artists around this area, and one of the best descriptions I had, she said, well, it would be a lot like Germany when they just put up the wall and there was just this kind of blank screen. It would be as if there was nothing left, because it's how we communicate.
Now, when you explain this to your students, like you just mentioned, and they finally get it, so what's their response at that point?
Well, then they're surprised how much that art is a part of their lives at all times.
Now, you set up mailboxes throughout the community of Spearfish, basically to gather materials for the show. And in what ways did people engage with you and the prompts you provided?
We got a lot of pictures. We got a lot of just journal entries, people writing down what their thoughts were about art or how they used art. And then we also conducted throughout the year a whole series, as I said, of interviews with different artists or different people, and just ask a series of questions to get their responses to what was going on in the world of art at this time.
So how long in the making was this project?
We've probably been working on this a good year and a half, in that range. This is all part of the Bush grant that the Art Center received. And that was one of their stipulations, that part of the Bush grant needed to be the spoken word.
Now, is this something that is your brainchild or a collaboration of many people, or would this come about?
It was a collaboration. We sat down and had a few different collaborative meetings, and then I kind of took the reins on it and ran with it and put the actual production together, since that's more my bailiwick, what I do all the time.
Now, you've already had one performance with another one coming up. Talk about the first performance. Was it what you had hoped?
It was. We used a lot of the interviews as journal entries in the show, so they're actually what people said to us. We sat down and listened to all of those interviews, and then we transcribed them and made them monologues for the actors in the actual production. And I was real pleased that people thought that those were very touching and gave them a lot of insight on how someone does become an artist, or why art is so important to them.
What did you learn about the city of Spearfish that you didn't already know?
It probably, part of it was the thread that ran through a lot of these interviews or talking to people, that people that are part of the arts, a lot of them say it came from their childhood. It came from their parents making sure that they had an education in the arts, which drove them to become artists. And that was just kind of throughout the whole set of interviews, the set of postcards that we got back in, just that it was always in them. And as one person said, if you could do anything else, you would, because being an artist is not an easy life.
My next thought kind of dovetails off of that. What did you learn about the role of art in the city of Spearfish?
That it's alive and well. That there's a lot of it here. It's just, a lot of times it's a little hidden. You have to really at times look for it and be willing to go out and just experience what is here. Because there's always, between the university and the city itself, there's always a live music performance, a live theatrical performance, there's gallery openings, there's just really art all around us. And it's just taking the time to really notice it.
I was just going to say, looking out the windows here in our Sioux Falls studios, there's art in everything that we see, is there not?
Yes, that was one of the interviews was from a Native American. And what she talked a lot about was when walking up like Black Elk, the hike that goes up there. And she said, just to look at the trees and see the faces in the trees and then look up at the clouds and see the art that's in the clouds. Art really is all around us. And that's another part of some of the images that we use. It's not that we're just using images of paintings or images of sculpture. We also looked at, I went to the quilt shop here in town and asked them to donate some images for me of all the quilts that are made. And then also just the people that do gardening, all of the flowers, that's part of art. Also food. People don't think that when you make a meal, you start out with a blank page, basically, like an artist does. And then you add all of the ingredients, and when you're done adding all of those ingredients, you end up with this wonderful meal that then people sit down, they enjoy, they talk, they communicate, they collaborate with each other. And so food becomes another form of art.
So with that said, then, this was an easy production to put together. I bet maybe not.
In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. Mm-hmm. Theatrical productions always have their own difficulties that we do. You know, just putting in the opening segment of the show when people are being seated, I've compiled somewhere around 300 and some odd images of just art throughout South Dakota that show as people walk in. And so it's a little difficult, you know, to compile all that information to put it together.
Give us just a bit of an inside scoop. What was the most difficult part of this production when putting it together?
Probably making choices.
Mm-hmm.
Once I put the word out and I got all this information, it was then making choices on what pieces do I use. Which interviews? I think Ariel did something like 20 interviews. And the interviews would range in length from 10 minutes to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so it's listening to those interviews and making the choice on what is the most important part of that interview to put into the show itself. And so a lot of stuff, as they say in the movies, just got left on the cutting room floor.
I heard you mention Ariel. Let's take a few minutes now and talk about the cast you put together.
Okay. Ariel is a student here at Black Hill State. She did all of the interviews for me. So she went out and actually found the artist, or we gave her leads to artists, and she would sit down with them and ask a series of questions and really just conduct an interview, conduct a conversation about art. And she put all of those together in a video library for me. And then I was able to compile out of those. And then my cast is pretty much BH students. Mm-hmm. They're students I've used in quite a few shows. So they found this to be an interesting project, and they felt the play itself said a lot, because we're looking at a society in the future that art has been taken away, and the only art that's allowed is propagandic art. And so an artist does a picture that is not following the government line, so she's then hunted, and she stands up for her art. And then she asks other artists to join her. So part of my cast is then I brought community groups in at the end of the show. And so I have a poet. We do cowboy poetry. We do modern poetry. I have a modern dance group. I have a ballet dance group. I have a brass quintet. And then these people all come together at the end of the show to celebrate the art that's actually in this community.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Bert Durand. He's a theater professor at Black Hills State University. We're talking about the theatrical production Art of My Life, a multimedia celebration of our creative souls. Bert, tell us about some of the multimedia elements of this production.
As I said, we use a lot of images because it's impossible to bring everybody's art to the theater and display it in some way. So we take... at the beginning of the show, as I said, we do 30 minutes of just images of South Dakota and local art. Some of those pieces that I use in that are art projects that we did through the Bush Foundation. We we decorated fences, and so I used some of those images. We painted crosswalks in town, used some of those images. And then other images were just sent to me. So those are all at the beginning of the show. Then about midway through the show, I do the journal entries that we took from all of those interviews. And through those, I found different images that the different people being interviewed actually spoke about. They talked about Howell's murals that he did of Native Americans. And so I found those images and I used those as part of the show. One of our interviewees was a photographer, and he talked about how important photography was in changing the people's minds during the Vietnam War. And he talks about three specific images, so we use those images in the show. He also talks about Besson's street photography, and so we use those images. And then other images of people that were interviewed, we use their art at that time, so you see all those different images that are taking place.
Now, Bert, this production, as you've made mention of, is a collaboration between several departments at Black Hills State University along with the community. How did you really hold all that together to create this show, when as it made sense, as well as reflected multiple points of view?
That's just part of the collaborative nature of theater. We're just used to doing that. A lot of people that have very different points of view, or we're working all the time in the theater with different artists, and we have to pull those all together and find something that unifies the production. So I had a small little script commissioned for us that really kind of tied everything together to try to make sense out of what we were trying to get across.
How do you think a production like Art of My Life may resonate in Spearfish and in other communities long after this production is closed?
Well, I hope it makes people think. That was the whole purpose of this. At the very beginning, I use a slide that says the play that you're going to see is a cautionary tale. The fact that we want people aware that art right now is all around us, but it would be very easy if we're not careful to have that art or that freedom taken away. And so it's looking a lot at what would happen or what could happen. And so it's the purpose of the play is to make people think about how easy we have it right now to have anything that we want in the arts, how difficult it could become if we are not careful and don't keep those freedoms alive.
Let's bring back the inspiration quote, if you will. What would life be like if art was taken away? Now, Bert, did you answer that question for yourself?
I've answered that question a long time ago, being an artist. I cannot imagine life without art. As I always tell my students, does the car run if you don't turn the radio on? It's just, how could you communicate to other people without art? How would we have anything left for people that come after us in the future? What we always look at is the artifacts of what people left behind. And that's how we discern what that civilization was really like, is by their artifacts. And those artifacts are art. And so without that, we would have no future. There would be nothing left for people to discover what we were really like.
What kind of feedback have you received from community members about the process itself?
Very positive. Mm-hmm. I think the artists that we interviewed, they all really enjoyed the process. I think they really liked that someone was asking them the questions, or did they even consider themselves artists? And some people through the interview process, I think, really figured out that, yes, maybe I really am an artist.
Now that you've had a couple of shows under your belt and you've got a couple more coming up, what kind of feedback are you hoping to receive and maybe have already received about Art of My Life?
As I said, very positive. I'm hoping, you know, we get good audiences this weekend. I'm hoping people will watch the play and just, as we talked about earlier, just see all the art that is in this community or throughout South Dakota. So some of it is a little further away than just Spearfish itself. So I'm really hoping that they gain an understanding that art is everywhere and how important it is to them.
We'll get to the show times here in just a minute. In the remaining minutes we have left, Bert Durand, what's next for Art Central Spearfish? Are there projects planned for the future?
And I'm sure there are. This one was kind of my major portion. So I know that the actual grant continues for a few more months here. So I'm sure there'll be many more projects that we'll be doing.
The next shows are at the Matthews Opera House Theater, 7:30 Saturday night, correct?
Correct.
And then 2 o'clock on Sunday. Now, the best part is for people, and I was actually floored when I read this, is these all this work that has gone into this, these shows are free, correct?
Yes, it's all part of the grant. And so we wanted to make sure that no one was restricted because of price. We want everyone to be able to come. And this show is fine for all age groups, which is important. All families can come.
Explain to people that the shows, like you said, are free, but reserved seats are recommended. How can a person go about doing that?
If they go to the website or if they call the Matthews Opera House, which I'm sorry, I don't have their phone number, but you can find it on the website, they can just call and reserve a seat. But if they have time on Saturday night and they've been out to dinner and they decide, oh, we want something else to do, you don't have to have reserved seats to come to the show. Anyone's welcome. There's plenty of seats available.
Let's quickly talk about the crowd that came for the first couple of shows. Talk about that crowd.
Fairly good. The first night I had mostly students, of course, doing it here at the university. And then the second night I had quite a few more community members show up. And so it was a very much a mixed crowd, good reactions from the crowd. Play itself is very funny in different parts of it. But it's funny in the sense that you can laugh at it, but then you think about it. Of what's actually happening in the performance itself. So very good crowds the first couple of performances.
I envision Bert Durand standing side stage watching this whole thing. What's going through your mind as you know you've kind of created this whole thing, and how do you feel about it?
Well, as a director, it's one of those. Directing plays is a very strange beast because you work on a project like this that I've worked on for probably a year and a half. And then when the performances come up, all the director can do is stand back and just hope that everything goes the way that I planned. And, you know, I'm proud of the work that my students are doing. I'm proud of the work that everyone did to get this production to this point. I'm proud of all the community acts that have come in, stepped in, and perform at the end of the show. So, yeah, there's always pride involved in it.
That number you asked about earlier is 605-642-7973. That's the Matthews Opera House number. Now, these they recommend reserved seats. So just call in and just get these reserved seats, and they don't cost anything at all.
That's correct.
Matthews Opera House Theater, 7:30 p.m. The show is called Art of My Life, a multimedia celebration of our creative souls. Again, 7:30 Saturday night, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. I mentioned these shows are free. Reserved seats are recommended. Obtain those seats by calling or visiting the Matthews Art Gallery. Again, that number is 605-642-7973. Our guest, Bert Durand, theater professor at Black Hills State University. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.